Welcome to the Sheriff's Beat, Henderson County Now's weekly podcast with Sheriff Bodie Hillhouse. The show is brought to you by Weinstein Law. If you've been hurt in an accident, please call Jeff Weinstein at 903-677-5333. All right, friends, this is Mike from the Weinstein team, and I am here with Henderson County Sheriff Bodie Hillhouse for our weekly Sheriff's Beat podcast. How you doing today, Sheriff?
Doing well. Thanks for coming.
I'm always glad to come here. It's always a lot of fun. I learn so much every time I come here. Today, I learned what CLED means, which is?
Criminal Law Enforcement Division.
The Criminal Law Enforcement Division. That is correct. So, do you have, we'll start out like we always do, do you have some stats over the last week? What's been going on?
Yes, sir. Once again, we've still been busy, a little bit down from last week, but we've arrested, or the jail's booked in 73 individuals, 18 females and 55 males last week. This morning, we've got 391 in custody. Our average has been 376 this year so far. And of the 391, we've got 46 contract inmates in.
So I'm guessing that that's just like anything else. I mean, things ebb and flow. You're not going to have the same exact number every week.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And to be honest with you, a lot of it, the weather has a lot to do with it, too.
I mean, oh, really? Because it's so cold.
When it gets cold, people go inside. And
including the criminals.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's I, it makes sense now that you say it. It's not something I thought about, but that makes sense now that you say it. All right. So this week, not as many arrests, but you had one you wanted to highlight where you said you had some deputies that really stepped up and did something special. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yes, sir. Last Thursday, we received a assault call, a disturbance call out on County Road 3302 outside of Brownsboro. And Deputy Jared Mills, Deputy Michael Massey, Deputy Dwayne Sanders responded to the call. We knew that there was a gun involved, so three units went out there. They all conducted the investigation. They did an excellent job. Turns out that the suspect, Terrence Marshall, was actually arrested for aggravated robbery and deadly conduct, discharging a firearm. He was trespassing on a piece of property and assaulted the victim and stole a firearm during the assault. And they did an excellent job. Normally, a lot of these situations, the deputies will call in our criminal investigation division and they go out and kind of take over on the major felony crimes. But they stood up and did an excellent job, worked the case from front to back, and it's going to be a good prosecutable case. And they just did it on their own out there doing what they do. And I really appreciate that. We've had a lot of other stuff that CID's been working on, and they just stepped up. And, you know, I appreciate the work that they do.
Why don't you give us those names again, just give them a shout out again.
Deputy Jared Mills, he took lead mm-hmm. on the investigation. Deputy Michael Sanders and Deputy Michael Massey and Deputy Dwayne Sanders.
Well, deputies from Henderson County, we want to say thank you. We appreciate what you do, especially when you go above and beyond. And I know that so many officers, not only here in the Sheriff's Department, but in police departments all across the county, go above and beyond every day.
Every day.
So that's really pretty awesome. So from that, I want to transition just a little bit, since we don't have a whole bunch of big crime to talk about this week. I want to transition a little bit into a couple of things that I thought about. And one of them is something that is an ongoing problem, and that's scams. I mean, it seems like the only thing that is absolutely for sure is that someone's going to call me and ask me if I want an extended warranty on my car. And that there's going to be a scam somewhere along the line, a new scam coming up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And particularly this time of year, it's tax season now. There's usually an IRS scam that people call out and say they're with the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, and they're going to come get you if you don't pay them so much money. It's usually, most of these scams are usually all via telephone. I normally, if I don't know a number, and it's not a local number, I don't answer it anymore.
Right.
I mean, because it's just constant, seems like.
Yeah.
And there's also one that goes around and they impersonate peace officers. And actually, they seem to do their homework because they're calling and saying, they're with the sheriff's office. They have a name of a deputy that works at the sheriff's office that they say they are. And they say, you know, we've got a warrant out for your arrest. You need to send me so much money via money order or give them the information so they can get the money. And that's not how law enforcement works. If we've got a warrant for your arrest, we come knock on your door and find you.
Right.
We don't call you and solicit you to pay us.
And that's one of the big things that will let you know that it's a scam is somebody's trying to get you to pay them in a way that seems a little odd.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you know, okay, so I need to send a money order to an address to get out of a arrest warrant that makes no sense at all. Why wouldn't I be going to the court? I mean, you want me to come to the court and do those kinds of things.
Right.
You guys are, there's an arrest warrant for me and you are know enough to have my phone number. You're going to come, like you said, knock on my door.
There's also another one too that I just sitting here talking about it made me remember. They get their hands on somehow, they get their hands on jury lists and call folks and attempt to scare them because they didn't show up for jury duty. Mm. And that doesn't work that way either. If you don't show up for jury duty and the judge summons us, they will actually summons law enforcement to go pick you up in certain instances. So, just be aware and call them. If you get a call, somebody saying it's local law enforcement involved, call your local law enforcement agency.
Yeah, always double check and make sure. And the other thing is, so the ones that we're talking about are the scare tactic kind of scams. There's an arrest warrant, you owe money, we're gonna come get you, or whatever it is, scare taxes. The other side of that is, we got a prize for you.
Yes.
You have won, or whatever it is, and all you have to do is send us X amount of money so that we can take care of the taxes and we'll send it to you.
Yes.
Or some craziness like that. And if it's too good to be true,
it's probably not true. Unfortunately, we work a lot of cases like that, and people get victimized. And a lot of them, generate overseas, and they're just out of our reach. So just be careful.
So, by the way, guys, if you're hearing some of the background noise, doors opening and closing and stuff like that, what you can take from that is that the sheriff's office is right in the middle of all the stuff that goes in. This is not a sheriff's office that is sitting all the way in the back, in the quiet, in the corner. Sheriff Hillhouse's office is right there, smack dab, up front. So that's what you're hearing. Okay, so that's what we got with scams. And the other thing that's going on that was really interesting to me, or interesting might not be the right word, it's kind of scary and sad to me, is that the state legislature is looking at cracking down on the human trafficking problem in the state of Texas. And specifically, they're looking at it from a prostitution standpoint. So let's start with, how much prostitution is there in Henderson County?
It's here. From time to time, we have assisted cities. It's normally in the municipalities, not so much out in the rural area of Henderson County, but it is definitely here. We've assisted in some investigations and worked some prostitution stings throughout my career here in Henderson County.
So when we see prostitution locally, is that mostly people trying to get money for drugs, or are we talking about someone who set something up to make money off prostitution?
What I've seen here in Henderson County, it's usually your drug users that are prostituting themselves for their addiction.
Well, I was looking at the statistics on this human trafficking, and according to the UT Slavery Mapping Project, they estimate there are 78,000 Texas children and teenagers are victims of sex trafficking in Texas, which is just a number that blows my mind. And you said earlier when we were talking that while not prostitution so much, you think that there is human trafficking here in Henderson County.
Yes, there is. Unfortunately, a lot of these crimes go unreported to law enforcement. You know, a lot of it's done, you know, out where it's hard to catch them. Matter of fact, last week we were conducting an interview, and during the interview process, we ended up reaching out to the feds, and it's going to be a Dallas and Houston case. But during our interview with one of our local folks here in Henderson County, it came up, and we were able to identify someone that is trafficking from the border, trafficking humans from the border up to the Dallas Fort Worth area. Actually, they did not come through Henderson County, so we did what we needed to do and reached out to the feds up there, and they're taking it from here. But it happens.
So I like many of our listeners, I'm sure I feel like I'm a little on the sheltered side. Tell me what you mean when you say they're trafficking in humans from the border up to Dallas. What are they doing?
They actually were in a 18-wheeler.
Yeah.
And hauled a load of humans from Laredo up to Dallas.
Okay, so are we talking about, and since this is, I'm confused, are we talking about trying to get illegals into the country to go do their thing, or are we talking about, like, underage to go do?
It'll all fit underneath the human trafficking laws.
Okay, got it.
It doesn't, you know, anytime you bring in something like that, it's all going to fall under human trafficking laws. But, you know, they were younger folks in this investigation. And, you know, they're probably going to be over here doing things that are harmful to them.
Right. Sure. Got it. Okay. So we're talking about people who were either taken or were scammed themselves to get into the situation.
Yes, they wanted to come over here.
Yeah.
And
they trusted the wrong people.
Right, right.
Wow. Sometimes I do not envy you your job, sir. So, before we wrap up, do you have anything else, anything cool going on? I know you do have, don't you have a last training session?
Yes, this Saturday at the Eastern Hills Church of Christ, starting at 9 o'clock, we'll have our last training session for the year for volunteers to come in and volunteer inside the jail. And I do want to tell you, Mike, last week when I mentioned that, I got some phone calls.
Oh, isn't that cool?
For people wanting to volunteer, and that's a good thing about this, is getting the word, being able to get the word out of what's
sure.
going on. And there are people out there willing to volunteer and wanting to help out. And so it's a good thing. It's a really good thing.
Well, that is outstanding. We're so glad that we were able to do something that makes an impact. I know last time we talked, we talked about a big burglary case where some of the tips that you got helped lead to more arrests.
Yes, sir.
And so it's really important for people to know that, you know, when they do call up here and give you tips, you actually go through the tips. You actually pay attention to what people are saying, and they're a big help.
Oh, 100%. We couldn't do what we do without the community support.
So why don't you give them those two tip lines real quick?
You can call the sheriff's office, 903-675-5128. Or Henderson County Crime Stoppers, 1-800-545-TIPS.
All right, Sheriff, thank you very much. And I know you got to get out of here. You got a big event in Malakoff.
Yes, sir. Career day at the Malakoff High School today.
Go Tigers.
Yes, sir.
As Mr. Perry says, it's a great day to be a Tiger.
Yes, sir.
All right, you guys have a great day, and we'll be back next time.
Thank you.